A reading from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: The Lord is our righteousness. Word of God, word of life. A reading from 1 Thessalonians. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. The Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, this isn't what I expected for today. Aren't we supposed to be getting ready for Jesus' birthday rather than this return at the end time? I'm thinking that our scriptures today on the first Sunday of Advent should sound more like a baby shower invitation rather than this gloom and doom and these dire warnings that we just heard. Earlier this month, I had my first ever hospital stay. Well, if you don't count infancy. It was a small hospital, and it had a very busy childbirth center. That is not why I was there. Now, every time that a baby was born, they played a sweet little lullaby on the intercom throughout the whole hospital. It was quite sweet. Luke could have learned something from those people at Abrazo Hospital in Scottsdale, Arizona. Luke's foretelling of something happening is pretty dark. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on the earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world. Kind of sounds like our daily news, doesn't it? The days are surely coming. Most people live as if that day will somehow miss them, that somehow they will never get a bad diagnosis. They will never fall down a flight of stairs. They will never break a bone. I think that all of us nurture this illusion. And I guess in some ways that's necessary. But Luke is telling us that the upheaval of the world that underscores how that day may strike, and it may strike any of us. Well, it will, all of us. There seems to be, there has been, a lot of losses for me these past weeks after I came down that flight of stairs rather too quickly. I've always said that it's better for your health to take the stairs rather than the elevator. I had convinced my brother of that. We were on the third floor of the hotel and he wanted to move his car and I wanted to go outside. So I said, I'll go down with you. Let's take the stairs. I don't think I'll ever be able to convince him of that again as he watched me slip on the last flight of that landing and fall down the stairs at that hotel where we were staying, waiting for my aunt's funeral to take place the next morning. One of the losses that I've experienced since that fall is the erosion of my self-image as a strong, independent, healthy woman. Now I struggle with trying to keep my balance, managing my pain, and just plain taking care of myself. But I think the most painful loss is the loss of my illusions. I've lost the illusion that I am exempt from the losses and limits that besiege other people. And now I have to answer the question, how am I to be faithful in these new circumstances? Maybe that can be your Advent question too. How can I be faithful in today's situations? In the face of great loss, there are signs, worrisome signs and signals that all is not well. But in the midst of that confusion, we see a familiar face, one that we recognize. They will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Instead of being crushed down, Jesus says, stand up, raise your heads, open your eyes, and you will meet not a stranger, but one who has already appeared in our midst, the revelation of God, the incarnate one, Jesus Christ. He tells the parable using a tree as a signal for the coming season, coming near the kingdom of God. Jesus says, look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you will know that the summer season is coming. Well, I think today's version should be, look at the fir tree and all the evergreens. As soon as they sprout lights and ornaments, you can see for yourselves and know that Christmas is already near, that the kingdom of God is near, that hope looms in our future. Everything you know will pass away. But Jesus says, my words will not pass away. So no matter what happens in your life, no matter what is happening, don't let it hold you down. Watch out that you don't get caught in the worries and the troubles of life. And forget about the promise, that wonderful promise of the kingdom coming near. Yesterday, I was talking with a friend in Texas. I called her to cancel our spring trip to Japan. I'm restricted from flying for at least 6 months, and the doctor was very concerned about that long flight. So the trip that we've been planning for several years is now on hold. And Sue, she's an assistant to the bishop in Southwest Texas, and we've been friends since seminary. Sue suggested that I look at my current situation as a spiritual discipline. She said that this all might actually be an opportunity for me to deepen my prayer and even to allow my pain to connect me with the suffering of the world. I'm trying to do that, but to tell you the truth, there are a lot of days when I just want to go out for a long walk rather than learn the lesson that God is teaching me about being human, about being vulnerable, about being dependent. But I am praying and I'm learning, and I'm praying for me, but I'm also praying for you, that we all might have the strength to get past these troubles and the worries that we have today in our own lives and in the world, and that we might stand before the Son of Man. This is our Advent prayer of hope. Look at the front of the bulletin. You see this beautiful picture, this illustration of hope. Every week during these four Sundays of Advent, you will get a page like this with a different word. This comes from the stress-reducing focus on Advent, that you take this home and you color the words, color the illustration. You probably do that when you're on the phone with somebody and you're bored and you'd start doodling. It allows us to relax and to focus. So color in the hope this week, save this page, and every day, every week on Advent, we'll get another word, and you will have an Advent poster come Christmas Day that reminds us of hope and peace and joy and courage. That Advent poster will remind us that indeed the kingdom of God is near, and this season of Advent is about more than just reminding us to get our Christmas shopping done, more than just a baby shower. Do you know what an earworm is? I Googled it yesterday, and Google said, it's a catchy song or a tune that runs continually through a person's mind even when the song is not playing. I want to share my most recent earworm with you. It's our hymn of the day. I hope that it sticks in your mind, and I hope it sticks in your heart, and it plays there as you read the news, as you talk to your family and friends, as you face your daily troubles and worries, as you wonder about the state of our world and our nation and what's going on. I hope this earworm reminds you that goodness is stronger than evil. We're going to sing it a couple times. You can stay seated for this.